Recording speakers is very difficult, but I'm going to attempt to record the sound of my Genelec 6010A speakers with the 5040A sub that I got yesterday from a friend, and I really like these. So I got them. The speakers are on my desk, or at least one of them is, and one of them is on a tin, which is on the radiator behind the desk, and that is because I don't have enough desk space to have both of them on the desk, and I don't have two speaker stands. And even if I did, I don't have room for the speaker stands, so I'm in a bit of a quandary. But what I think I'll do is get a couple of really small based, what do you call those things? Like the desk stands for microphones, and put them on that. So they'll be slightly raised up. And if they're equally raised up, I should be able to point them a bit more where I want them to be. So I think I'm going to invest in that at some point. So I'm going to try and show you a bunch of different clips and show you what this thing sounds like. So we'll start with a thunder boom. That I recorded a couple weeks ago. And then we switch into complicated cheeseburger reggae in just a moment. So we'll start with the volume down. By the way, the volume control connected to the sub is via a 3.5mm cable, and it's rather interesting because it's metal. So all the way down, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock here. And it goes all the way around to 6. And it's already making things rattle at 12 o'clock. Bring it a bit further. Yeah, the air coming out of that sub is under my desk on the floor, and it is very angry. And it's a beast. And I dare not crank it to 6 because I might blow things up. And I don't want to blow things up. I only got them yesterday. So I've tried to get the stereo image as stereo as I can. But it's, yeah, as I said, it's a bit awkward. But I've done my best. I'm still calibrating it, essentially. And also, these speakers have not been tuned for the room they're in. But they are indeed set up as close to normal as I can get them. So why don't we go find some other bassy things that we know are bassy. And also I want to show you the stereo field as well. So let's see, where do I need to be? Yeah, we'll go here. Not for a bass test, actually, but for mono reverb test. No. I show that one is because it kind of gives you an idea where the panning is going. And it did turn out to be bassier than I expected. We're going to have to do a staple, of course, of these sorts of tests, and that would be square pusher. I have to find it. Drum, bass, right. Exploding Psychology. This is lovely. That's 12. Do we dare bring it to 3 o'clock for a second? It's big, and it doesn't mess about. Now, I do have this bass sound from my Ableton Move sat here, and if I play a low F sharp when it's at 12 o'clock, it hums, and I can go up the scale, of course. But if we go lower than F sharp, you can hear the rattle. In fact, go lower, F. Have to work out what that is. Yeah, that's D, C, B, and that is at sort of 1 o'clock now. That's A, G, and low F sharp. Oh, That's me turning the volume down. Now, it's weirdly steppy. It's an analog volume control, but I guess the jack is sending out, I don't know, voltage or something. I don't understand how it works. But it doesn't sound steppy when you're not playing a sine wave through it like this. But it does allow me to find the sweet spots in the rattly parts of the house. Okay, that's shaking the computer next to it. It's crazy. So yeah, that's a little bit of sound from these Genelecs. And the sub is down here to my left. It's a great big dome thing with an 8-inch driver in it and claims to be 40 watts. I've heard 90 and 120 watt speakers that don't sound like this. So I don't know what the heck they've done inside this unit, but I am here for it all. Every last thumpy beast that is going on in that box. I do not know. But yeah, that's my speakers. And I've been playing music. I've played more music today than I've played in probably the last 6 to 12 months. I've listened to a lot. I was just sat on the sofa with my wife listening to Phantom of the Opera soundtrack, for example. It was really cool. I'm going to be listening to a heck of a lot more music now. And without headphones on my head. It's lovely.